JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, high school dropouts benefit from skills training. And later in Glimpses of Jamaica, we look at castor oil. Welcome to the program. Do stay with us. Thirty-eight high school dropouts are now equipped to enter the workforce, having received skills and certification from the HeartTrust NTA. The beneficiaries are from six Citizen Security and Justice Program CSJP communities in St. Catherine. They participated in a six-month program at the Innswood Pre-College Skills Training Institution, where they received Levels 1 and 2 certification in general construction and Level 1 certification in motor vehicle repairs. The course is the product of an ongoing relationship between the CSJP and Innswood High School, which began in 2006. CSJP Community Action Officer Kareem Morrison says his team is pleased with how the program has progressed.
We feel very proud from CSJP to have been able to carry these students right through to this point, and we hope to carry them further. We intend to carry persons goals to the furthest that they can, and we are right now in the process of negotiating to administer another similar program to this one.
Alicia Robinson, an outstanding participant in the program, has already gained employment in her area of study, general construction. She's encouraging more young people to join community groups so they can become aware of training opportunities.
They can't really sit around and wait for opportunities. They have to go out there and seek opportunities. And one of the best places they can get that is through the community center. So I'll encourage all of them to be involved so they'll know when the next opportunity comes.
Phase 3 of the project will begin this September. Interested persons must be at least 17 years old and may visit the Innswood Pre-College Skills Training Institution or call 981-3960 for more details.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
Vision 2030 hopes to create a Jamaica that will have world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for citizens. Vision 2030 Jamaica is the country's first long-term development goal that is working to transform the island into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And on the community notice board, it's the event for 2014, the Edwin Allen High School 50th Anniversary Banquet, Wednesday, July 30 at Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, starting at 7 p.m. And the 2014 Annual Conventions of Jehovah's Witnesses will take place at Sabina Park, Kingston, July 11 to 13, and the Multipurpose Stadium, Trelawney, July 25 to 27. The theme is Keep Seeking First God's Kingdom. Admission is free. And now to our glimpse of Jamaica.
I'm from the Parish of St. Elizabeth. My name is Ferline Baker. I am 77 years old. My mommy, she use the castor oil. Castor oil she use and comb it. She just wash it and comb it the castor oil.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with a name and contact number to glimpses at jis.gov.jm. And that's it for today's program. On behalf of producer Casita Irving, I'm Ruth Ann Carr, reminding you to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.